You're safe here. Warm and comfortable in your cozy bed. Oh, I'm with you. And let your body start to relax. I'm so grateful for you. So proud of you. It's not easy wanting to live up to everyone's expectations. But you more than do. Always. And you always praise me. You're amazing. I need you to know that. And I never want you to feel like you have to be perfect. Not for me. Not for anyone. I love you. Just as you are, truly, and I am always here for you. Yes, always. You're feeling like you can't relax. You're feeling uneasy. Can I help? I just want to help you relax. To comfort you. To love you. If you want me to. Do you want me to? Well then. It's okay to feel uneasy sometimes. It's a sign that you've been doing maybe a little too much and giving yourself to too many. But it's also a sign that you're stretching and you're growing. You're becoming stronger. And with that, it's more than okay to want to cocoon in here with me and just let go. Let yourself be taken care of. Yes. I always want to take care of you. I don't want you to feel restless or unsettled. I don't want you to get burned out. Oh, come now, you could never be a burden to anyone. Never. You are so sweet and compassionate, kind and sexy, adorable. Yes. You're all of my favorite things and more. Yes, you are. Just relax, baby. And just breathe. Know that feeling of stress and worry will pass. It may feel like it won't. Right now, in the moment, but I promise you it's not permanent. because you won't let it be permanent. You are so incredible. Even on the bad days. It's just part of being human, being alive. I think sometimes we feel if we have a bad day, we're failing at life. We feel like every day has to be a great day. No bad days exactly. But that's not how life is. There are days that we're forced to kind of dig deep, root ourselves in ourselves, knowing that even when there's a really challenging situation facing us, we will get through it, or over it, or around it. And we will look back knowing that if we can handle that, there's nothing we can't do. Bad days and challenging times are, it's just how we get stronger. You are so loved. You are, baby. Never forget that. You are never alone. I think you've forgotten your superpower. We have a superpower. All humans do. We forget about it, or I think even more so sometimes we choose to ignore it, but we have it. We have the superpower to choose what to keep in our hearts and in our minds, and what to let go of. That is a superpower. It's a beautiful choice that we have, but rarely do we want to take it. Until we're just broken, forced to. You're okay, baby. In fact, you're more than okay. Yes, you are. You are unique, special, and so incredible. Don't let anyone have the power to ever take that from you, to ever make you feel less than. I know that. I can't tell you how to feel. Only you can choose how to feel. And I know that my words can help some. I just want you to remember you can choose how you feel. And I want you to remember that I'm here for you. I am here to love you and to hold you and help you fall into a deep, absolutely gorgeous sleep. So you can wake up happy and feel ready to start your day with a smile. That beautiful, beautiful warm smile of yours. That lights up even the darkest of days, always. You are perfect exactly as you are. Someone once told me, don't ever waste time trying to change anyone's opinion. Instead, spend your time doing what you want and how you want to do it. And don't care about what anyone else thinks. Then, and only then, will you start living your best life. Agreed. It is incredible advice. And honestly, it totally changed my way of thinking. And living, really. And to my biggest surprise, life got easier. Who knew? So much easier. And it will for you too, I promise. Just take care of you. That's your right. To put yourself first so you're strong enough and happy enough to take care of others. Sometimes we love to do so much for other people, we find it easier than taking care of ourselves. And in that, we forget about ourselves. Or we feel that the more we do for someone else, the more it feeds us. But that's not always true. If we don't hold our own reservoir of happiness and joy and love when we need it most, that's when we get sick with worry and fear, stress and anxiety. I don't want you to have stress and anxiety. Because you have such a beautiful heart. And you are truly a gorgeous soul. I know I keep saying it, but you really are amazing, baby. You really are. And I know that you will start to see yourself the way I see you, and the way others see you. True, not everyone. But they're not going to see it. Because they've got their own stuff to deal with, probably. They can't see it because they don't want to see it. But they will when they're ready. It's not about trying to be perfect. It's about being more honest with yourself and who you are. What really makes you happy? Not what someone else tells you should make you happy. Only you are the best at being you. No one can take that away unless you let them. Ever. I've got you, baby. And know that right now you don't have to figure anything out. Just start by loving yourself a bit more. Accepting who you are a bit more. And most importantly, know that you are so more than enough. So beyond enough. You are worthy of all the time and love in the world, including mine. Always. I've got you. I've got you. You are so wonderful and so beautiful. And you are safe. I've got you.